This is The Source on KSTX, a product of the Texas Public Radio Newsroom. I'm David Martin Davies. Algebra 2 is no longer a requirement for graduation in Texas public high schools. That was a rule adopted in the last legislative session with the passage of HB 5. It was a controversial move, and there's still some people who accuse Texas of dumbing down its requirements to graduate and taking a step backward in education. But what do you think? Do you think Algebra 2, do you use it in your daily life? Give us a call. If you think Algebra 2 should still be on the books, the number is 210-614-8080. 210-614-8980. And now joining us to discuss this, State Representative Mike Villarreal, a Democrat from San Antonio. He also sits on the House Public Education Committee. Mike, welcome to The Source.
Glad to be here.
So, Mike, the Education Committee meets next week to take another look at this topic. What's going to go on?
We're going to be reviewing the implementation of House Bill 5. It's still very early in the process. School districts are designing their curriculum, specifically what we call the endorsements. This is analogous to majors in college. So there are sort of thematic categories of study, science and technology, business and industry, public service, humanities, and then something called multidisciplinary studies. And so our school districts are all developing their electives that define these endorsements. Essentially, though, this represents an incremental change in flexibility for our students. We're giving them a little bit more electives to choose from, but still, their high school curriculum is fairly well defined. They still have to take 4 English classes, 4 math classes, 4 science classes. That has not changed at all. And so we're going to be reviewing the implementation of House Bill 5. We're also going to be looking at the effect of reducing the number of exams. One of the things that House Bill 5 accomplished a lot. One of them is that we reduced the number of standardized exams required to be taken by our high school students to graduate from 15 down to 5. And so we're interested in following that. And, of course, a provision I wrote that is very near and dear to my heart, it ratchets down testing for all grade levels by setting a limit on how many benchmarks school districts can require teachers implement in their classroom. We know from a survey of school districts that around 20% of the instruction time in a given year was being dedicated to test preparation. And so the provision I passed limits that so that a school district can only require 2 benchmark exams for every 1 state standardized exam.
Yeah, there's a lot there. That was the House Bill 5 was a big bill that got through. So let's go ahead and get to the callers. We're getting some callers already on the topic, and our phone lines are open. The number is 614-8980. We're talking about the elimination of Algebra 2 from the requirements to graduate from public high school in Texas. Leslie has called in. Leslie, welcome to The Source. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just felt like being a student of math, you know, you use it in your everyday life through critical thinking. It might not be a lot of X's and Y's in life, but there are steps getting to where you want to be at the end of the day, and making errors, learning how to go backwards and correct them, being forward thinking is all I had to say.
All right, Leslie, thanks for that phone call. So, Mike, she's talking about the logic that you learn when you go through algebra and the mental discipline that you develop. So there are people who say Algebra 2 is a good thing.
It is a good thing. It's a subject, one of the subjects that I loved. I was a math student in high school. I minored in math in college. I'm formally trained in statistics, and so I very much value math. It's a great topic, great subject, lots of benefits. The question really is, if we're going to require students take math, and we should, and we are, they have to take 4 years of math, if they have chosen not to pursue a 4-year college degree, should we require that they specifically take Algebra 2 rather than statistics, or another math class. And the legislature chose to let school districts make that decision. And school districts are. And some school districts are saying that they're going to have students default into the pathway where Algebra 2 is required. And for them to not take Algebra 2, they have to make an affirmative choice to do that. And I think that's perfectly fine. And I think that's perfectly fine because today, some of our public universities require Algebra 2 for admissions. And so I think we should have high expectations for our students and until they choose otherwise. And so if they deliberately choose and they say, you know what, I don't want to go to college immediately after high school. I want to enter the workforce and have employment in a job that is a part of a ladder that I can climb, then we need to give them some more flexibility and relevant courses so that they graduate from high school with certifications that will allow them to gain that good job.
Okay, let's get another caller on the air. Daniel has called in. Daniel, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead. Daniel, you there? Okay, well, we're going to pass over Daniel. He's not listening in right now. So, but
you know, and while we're waiting for Daniel or somebody else to call on you, I want to add that a majority of our students do not pursue a community college education or a four-year college education. And that's really unfortunate because we know that the workforce really requires some level of post-secondary education. Whether it's earning a certification like my father did at St. Philip's, where he became a licensed repairman of air conditioning systems, or my mom, who became a licensed vocational nurse, those are jobs that are in demand, that pay well, and will allow people to provide for themselves. And unfortunately, too many of our kids are not even pursuing those opportunities.
All right,
What we're trying to do with House Bill 5 is change that.
Okay, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to take a quick one-minute break. We're speaking with State Representative Mike Villarreal. He sits on the House Public Education Committee. We're talking about the dropping of the requirement for Algebra 2 to graduate from Texas public high schools. It's a move that has run into some controversy. Some people say Texas is dumbing down its requirements and it's taking a step backward in education. We're getting some calls. We want to hear what you have to say. The number is 614-8980. You could also email us with your questions and comments at thesource@tpr.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Next week, Texas lawmakers will begin examining the curriculum standards set by the Texas State Board of Education under House Bill 5, a law that was passed in 2013 that provides for more flexibility and pathways for student growth and education. And it dropped the requirement of Algebra 2 to graduate from Texas public high schools. We're joined by State Representative Mike Villarreal, a Democrat from San Antonio, who sits on the House Public Education Committee. And he fought to scroll back on the number of standardized testing that we have here in Texas. We have a lot of calls, so let's get to them. The number, if you want to join the conversation, is 614-8980. Tracy has called in. Tracy, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi, yes, sir. I just had a comment that I think the expectation, a reasonable expectation, is that we want higher standards for our students, especially nowadays that we need more specialization in more technical fields. And by lowering the standards, is this really what we want? I'm going to UTSA, and the professors are kind of judgmental in the technical fields. They expect you to know a certain amount because where they come from, the standards are higher. Calculus is taught in high school, So that was just my opinion about this.
All right, Tracy, thank you for that call. Appreciate that. So, Mike, it sounds like people are thinking that Algebra 2 is just not going to be available anymore. It's just what you're saying is that as students decide if they're going to be on the college course or if they're going to be on a more non-college track, then they will decide for themselves whether or not they want Algebra 2. And if they don't want, if they're going to be on a non-college track, then they would take something else that could be just as practical or more practical for them for what they want to do with their lives.
Well, I think Tracy is absolutely right. If you're headed to college, you need to take Algebra 2. And ideally, you would continue your studies all the way to calculus. And this legislation actually requires every high school to offer Algebra 2. So that it is going to be offered in every high school. What we are trying to do is increase the number of students who are going to college or going to a community college. In our prior curriculum for high school students, there's actually a third track, which was the minimum program, that would allow students to graduate from high school, but not be qualified to take college-level courses at community colleges. We eliminated that. So we went from three possible pathways for high school students down to two. And the remaining two will qualify a student for college-level coursework, whether it's at a community college or some four-year institutions. My recommendation, though, for all students at this point, it is important that they pursue an endorsement that includes taking Algebra 2 in high school. That's important. Overall, I would say this legislation, though, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, after it's been implemented and we've had time to observe the consequences. What are all the consequences? You know, one of them early on is we're having to rethink counseling. Because this legislation requires students to make more choices and to develop a graduation plan, we are now having to confront the fact that we don't really have any counselors in high schools. And parents need to be more part of this conversation. And so, for example, in SAISD, the school district is initiating community conversations across the community, inviting parents of middle school students to start thinking about their child's high school plan. And that's a very positive result. And it's come out of House Bill 5.
Okay, more callers to get on the air. Samantha has called in. Samantha, welcome to The Source. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for taking my call and for the service that y'all do. It's great that you're getting education information out there. The reason I'm calling today is because I took my high school education here in San Antonio after having done the majority of my primary and middle school in Wisconsin. And one of the things that held me up, and not to brag, but I was considered somebody that was exceptionally intelligent in the top percentile in many of my classes, except for math. I always struggled with math. And as the Texas educational requirement at the time was to take Algebra 2, which I failed twice, it was very disheartening and it brought my grade point average down. So I took an alternate math course and was able, of course, to graduate. And that's great. The Algebra 2 requirement is getting a little bit out of hand for some of those people who may excel in other places, may do well in other places, but this one Texas requirement is bringing them down. I do also kind of have a little bit of concern about the dumbing down of America, as everybody else does. But I feel like as long as alternate courses, practical courses, are offered in place, you know, the legislation, it makes sense. And so that's my comment, and that kind of leads me to a question. Are any alternate math courses opening up now that Algebra 2 is no longer a forced requirement? What I'm thinking is more like financial education, tax preparation, just very basic practical things that may benefit the insurance agents, nurses, HVAC employees, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Samantha, good question. You know, classes that would help people become a business people or entrepreneurs, Mike?
Excellent question. The likely substitute for Algebra 2 are two possible options. Number one is statistics, which is just now being developed. Some schools already offer a financial math course, so that's already on the books in some high schools. But what will be new because of this whole discussion we're having about the importance of Algebra 2 and the importance of rigor is, well, let's offer equally rigorous courses, but in subjects that maybe are more practical and beneficial, like statistics. There's a third course that's being developed. It's called algebraic reasoning. And so I think this legislation is actually creating more options. And in the end, I believe that, I should say, I'm not going to be surprised if we find that statistics is also highly correlated with success in college. And I believe that it's a subject matter that can more easily be made relevant to students. Algebra 2 is really taught in a very abstracted way in high schools. It doesn't have to be taught that way, but on average, it is taught that way. Statistics, on the other hand, it's hard not to apply it to the real world because it is about making observations and measurements of things around us.
Okay.
So I'm very encouraged by
all right.
the change.
Let me get another caller on. Jesse has called in. Jesse, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
How are you doing?
Doing great, sir. Go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I can certainly understand knocking off the Algebra 2. My children, I got two high school kids. They do great, having Algebra 2. I think it kind of lowers our standards a little bit if we take that away. But on the other hand, are we going to be taking jobs away from thousands of teachers all around the country, or around the state, by doing that, one? And two, I'd like to know the senator's view on encompassing a class in high schools that pertain to behavior, discipline, and responsibility as a course, because that seems to be the problem with youth today as far as holding a job, period.
Okay, thank you for that call, Jesse. So, Mike, Representative Mike, not a senator, but I'm sure you appreciate the promotion. Going to cost jobs for teachers and classes that will teach things like behavior? And I believe goal setting should be a class in schools.
Yeah. Well, in a way, because we are requiring that students develop a graduation plan and because we're setting up a system where schools have to introduce students to career options in addition to introducing them to going to college but other kind of longer term goals, we're trying to get students to be more goal oriented, to start developing their own expectations, and I think that's a very sound thing to do. So I believe this change that has been initiated by House Bill 2 is going to have students change their behavior in some kind of really fundamental, important ways. No, we are not going to see teachers unemployed because of this legislation. They still have to take a math course, and so we still need math teachers to teach those math courses.
Okay, let's get Chris. I'm going to get Chris on the air. Chris, welcome to The Source. Go ahead, Chris.
Thank you. As I was telling the announcer before, one, in my job, I'm a psychologist, and, really, Algebra 2, no. There's a lot of collegiate jobs and careers out there that don't require that level of knowledge to begin with. I absolutely agree with research stats, and I totally disagree with one of the callers before about Algebra 2 teaching critical thinking skills. That's absolutely untrue. Cognitive or critical thinking skills, I think, should be a great addition to something in the classroom, talking about morals, ethics, values, decision making, etc. But those are cognitive skills, not mathematical ones. So I don't think it takes anything away from our children's education, given their career choice in high school, if they don't get Algebra 2. Of course, if they're going to go towards the sciences, medical, engineering, and stuff, it's absolutely critical. But for a large portion of real-life skills and real-life jobs, collegiate, technical, or otherwise, that level of education mathematically is just not needed, period.
Okay, Chris, thank you for your call and your great comments there. So Representative Villarreal, it looks like you're talking about is adding more flexibility to the pathways that students have in high school, that they're not locked into taking Algebra 2. Many students already know what they want to do with their lives. They know they may want to be a writer or be a psychiatrist or psychologist and would want to take a different kind of a math course that would be more helpful to them.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, the Algebra 2 really has become a filter in our colleges. It's a way of sorting students. It hasn't been proven to necessarily be an important subject matter in and of itself for all students to acquire. And so we're actually seeing a movement of folks kind of disputing, why Algebra 2? Why not advanced statistics or other rigorous math courses? And so I think we're seeing that conversation come into Texas with the changes made by House Bill 5. I do have to say, though, because if you want to qualify for the top 10% automatic admissions policy in Texas, and because we do have many public universities who require Algebra 2, today for high school students, it's important to take it if you want to go to college. With that said, I suspect there will be changes in the future, but until these kind of artificial barriers, until they change, students still need to take Algebra 2 if they want to immediately go into college.
Okay, and that will be discussed next week on Wednesday as the legislature, as your committee, the House of Public Education Committee, meets in Austin. So Representative Mike Villarreal, thank you for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank
and when you. We come back from the break, we're going to be talking about youth unemployment. This is The Source on KSTX. Stay with us.